Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Marion County Republican Party is having a special event tonight. Let's learn more about it and go in-depth with T. Waldman Williams, co-chair of the Marion County Republican Party. Well, T., the Republican Central Committee's been busy the last, year or so. You've got some energy going.
We do have some energy going, although it was built up when Irene was the chairperson. We built it up over time because we know that we need to have a grassroots to continue the whole democracy effort within our county.
And you're referring to Irene Blom, longtime Republican advocate, chair of the committee, many, many years.
Yes, I am.
All right. And so who's on the committee now?
Ed Bull is our co-chair, and Len Gosselink is our vicar, and Julie Reinhardt is our treasurer.
And so you've got a special event coming up. You're having a presidential candidate forum.
Yes, that presidential candidate forum is June 25th at Central College in the Graham Annex Sutphen Room. It's on University Street, and it's from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Doors open at 6. It includes Governor Mike Huckabee. He'll be there in person. Mark Everson, and they're both presidential candidates, and then we have seven other representatives, one for Governor Bobby Jindal, one for Jeb Bush, Rick Perry, Marco Rubio, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, and Donald Trump. So they'll have representatives, but Governor Mike Huckabee will be there, along with Mark Everson.
This will air on Thursday, so it's the very day that this program is airing.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yes, it's tonight. Yes, June 25th, Thursday. And again, it's from 6:30 to 8:30. The doors will open at 6. But it's really important that we have all representations, not just the Republicans, but all people, because, again, it's to hear, you know, people heard a different voice when they heard Jeb Bush, when they actually heard him and met him back last week on the 17th. So I think seeing the representatives and, like, Governor Huckabee there, you can get a different sense of whom they are.
Well, yeah, it was very interesting. That was a big event when Governor Bush was here.
It was. It was just really exciting. They were very active in getting out the word. We also did, too. But they were quite active in getting the word out. And a lot of energy in the group. A lot of people, I've heard some say, well, I had never really met him. I had thought he was different than he was. And they were excited to hear the things he had to say.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with T. Waldman Williams, co-chair of the Marion County Republican Party. Well, and then Governor Mike Huckabee, he's no stranger to Marion County.
Not at all. Apparently, a couple years ago, he was here, and they had well over 100 people just coming to see and hear him.
Yeah, he's been here at least twice. I remember one time at Central College, they did a filming of one of the early morning TV shows with him.
Okay.
That was quite exciting.
Yeah, well,
very interesting. I mean, you can tell I love these.
I know you do. And I really appreciate that you'll be doing the facilitation of the forum for us. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Okay, and so we've got one candidate for sure. No, two candidates for sure.
Yes.
Mark Everson. Can you tell me a little bit about him?
Mark is the former IRS commissioner and Red Cross CEO, and he has had a number of other positions within the government, and he's just really excited about putting forth his thoughts on various subjects, be they the spiraling taxes, the the whole array of limited government and such. And so he'll be, I'm sure, presenting his thoughts on that. He's not as well known, as, of course, as Governor Huckabee, because he's had different, not as positional, you know, public positional place parts for himself. But he's really excited about coming. He contacted us very early in his after his announcement.
Well, and Ed Bull is helping you pull this together, right?
Yes, Ed Bull is. He has been coordinating an awful lot of this despite his busy schedule. And so we're pulling together, having something ahead of time. But at the public forum, he'll be working with you in moving the president candidate forum forward.
Okay, and so you've got the two different presidential candidates, but then you have representatives, and I'll repeat the names again, Governor Bobby Jindal, Governor Jeb Bush, Governor Rick Perry, Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Rick Santorum, businesswoman Carly Fiorina, and businessman Donald Trump. So you've got representatives. Where are those people coming from?
They're coming from the Iowa-based campaigns here in Iowa. So they are the Iowa representatives for these various other candidates. And because, like, for instance, the other candidates seem to be across Iowa right now. So when they heard about our president candidate forum, a lot of them said, we're going to be, you know, we'll send some representatives. So as it has grown, more of them even said they'd like to participate. But we think that, you know, it needs to be kind of controlled with just the few that we have now, and to really make it meaningful to our to the people coming and to the representatives and Governor Huckabee and Mark Everson.
Well, I was going to say a few. That I'm counting nine.
Okay. It's getting it gets quite large, so you have to limit it to make it really worthwhile.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with T. Waldman Williams, co-chair of the Marion County Republican Party. How do you make all this happen? Do you just call the Republican Party and say, I want these people, or do you have to call them all their campaigns individually?
We've called each of the campaigns individually. We had some of the representatives' names, but we didn't have them all. And so we worked through our, you know, the Republican Party organization, and Austin Harris, for instance, who's a representative to us in our second district, and he gave us some of the names. And it's interesting because some of the names that I might have had were different from the ones Ed had. So there are different people in the various districts, and so we're finding that we had to call each one, email them, and continually encourage them to come, which they were pretty excited to come to Marion County.
Do you think that maybe this will inspire some of the campaigns to bring some of the more of the candidates through the county?
I know some of them really wanted to have their candidate come, but because they're at various places across Iowa or in other states, they weren't able to make this one. But I believe that some of them are interested at coming at different times in the next year. For instance, Governor Jindal had come last year during the Nationals, and I believe that he's interested in coming again. We just had Rick Santorum here in Marion County. Carly Fiorina had been here last year, and so we've had a number of them come through. I think because they want to position themselves separately in a county, that they will make the time to come. For instance, Governor Jindal is going to be up in Newton on Friday, and so he'll be traveling through there and not coming here on Thursday. But his representative will be here.
Well, I saw him in Newton, and he was quite a hit in Newton a year or so ago. Well, mm-hmm. No, it was more than that. Maybe in 2012, but people in Newton loved him.
Well, the people here really liked him, too. When we had him during the...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
he was here as well.
During the Nationals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm looking at these lists. Huckabee's been here at least twice. Jindal's been here at least twice. Mm-hmm. Bush once. Mm-hmm. Governor Perry. I don't think he's been here.
I don't think so either, not that I'm aware.
Senator Rubio was here campaigning for Senator Ernst last year. Mm-hmm. Rick Santorum, he's here all the time.
Yes, he was here. I know he was down in Pleasantville, and he was just here about a month ago at the Coffee Connections.
And I think I saw you in the Republican Central Committee organized Carly Fiorina, and that was during the Ernst campaign, too, wasn't it?
Well, it was really Miller Meeks, but because Miller Senator Meeks? Grassley was here, it really wasn't the Republicans that put that together. It was a focus in on, because Carly Fiorina was coming, and she was going to be speaking on her untapped potential focus, and she also was endorsing Marion Miller Meeks at that time. And Senator Grassley was there, too.
All right. I know that expansion of the Pella Airport is a sort of a hot topic. I don't think it's been finalized, but do you think that'll be necessary before we can get Donald Trump to fly in?
I hear he does drive a car, not just take subways all the time. But I don't know if that'll be, you know, they can always fly into Knoxville. But that could be a possibility.
Yeah, well, this is real exciting. And you know what? I've just come to the conclusion that the role that Iowans play in the presidential selection process is, it's pretty interesting because I think the media has its favorites. But then as Iowans pick their favorites and they start moving up the polls, getting better poll numbers, the media has to pay attention.
It was interesting. Somebody said that they weren't going to get anybody from the New York Times or, or other places, you know, out east until they did move up in the polls. So that is a good observation, Bob. It's interesting about this whole process and just talking to people. They say, I really don't know what questions to ask, or I don't know anything about the process. One of the things I just want to talk about is that both the Democrats and the Republicans are going to help or really work on putting on a mock caucus on November 19th to high school kids within Marion County. I think this is all part of the importance of really bringing the whole democracy to our citizenship, is to getting them to understand and be ready and to really listen critically to every candidate and or their representative, is to really listen with observation and listen to how each of them answer questions and to look at their records. I think this helps in them being able to be more informed voters. And that's what we're really working for, is to be more informed.
Well, and after the event, speaking of being more informed, is there going to be a chance to mingle with the people that are there and learn more?
Yes, I think that there will be. We look at it being closed around 8:30, but that there would be time afterwards, at least a half hour, to mingle and to talk with. And if we really do a good job and move it ahead, like I know you will, Bob, you'll keep everything on task.
I'll do my best.
I think that we hope that there will be, because I think people will have questions and or just be curious about how one person answered and maybe another person didn't, and to get that answer for them.
Well, I bet there'll be a chance to pick up some campaign materials, but it's probably early for yard signs, isn't it?
Oh, let's see. I have a few in my garage from last time. But, yes, it's probably a little too early, but you can definitely pick up materials. They always seem to have plenty of those. And I think some of the candidates will be open to signing things, like Governor Huckabee and perhaps Mark Everson.
Thanks to T. Waldman Williams for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.